Recently, several of Renee Christman's English as a Second Language students have asked her what the word illegal means. Many of her students at Painter Elementary School in Baldwin are refugees, and she says they're aware of President Trump's travel ban and know their parents are concerned. Christman and the director of the Whitehall Public Library, Paula Kelly, have been working on a series of children's books for 3 years that are written in languages Christman's students speak. The stories were written by local immigrants and refugees. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider sat down with Christman to talk about the project.
What first inspired you to start the Saving Stories project?
As a teacher, I know that the first language literacy helps when learning a second language. And I've discovered that most of my refugee students do not have first language literacy, so they don't have those skills to transfer when they're learning English. It makes learning to read in their second language much harder. So I wanted to encourage them to read in their first language. I started looking for materials in some of the languages that we have, Karen, Nepali. There was not much available, no children's books. I looked in the Carnegie Library system, I looked online on Amazon, and really couldn't find much for them to read. So I thought, oh, it will be really easy. We can just create our own stories. And it was not as easy as I thought, but that's what we have done, created stories in the languages of our students to help with literacy.
So you're teaching English to these students. Is it helpful or harmful that they're trying to also learn another language with their parents?
I think it's helpful because they need that language to communicate with their parents. They need the culture and the history of their first country, their parents' country, to continue to have a connection with the family. So it is very, very important to be able to use both languages.
Bimal Rai is one of Christman's students who is using the books to learn Nepali, the language his parents speak.
I can't like read Nepali very well, so I try to read the English first, then I try to say in Nepali.
The 9-year-old's favorite book is filled with stories about the weather. He reads one about a man working in the heat.
And I can only read like this much about it. Yo man chego nakta, and that's only what I know.
Rai was born in Nepal, and his family lived in a refugee camp before moving to Baldwin when he was 4 years old. Renee Christman says the books show students like Bimal they are welcome in their community, but she says they're difficult to use as teaching tools.
I have students of so many different languages, so if I just pick one language, then the other ones are left out. I know our school librarian uses them and reads aloud some of them, the English parts, and uses them as a springboard for discussion about different cultures, different languages, opportunities for jobs, and things like that.
Yeah, it seems like a way that you're telling a student your native language is still important.
That was one of the most heartwarming part of this whole project is the families and the students that I worked with really felt overwhelmed in a positive way that I as a school teacher and Paula as the librarian honored and respected their language, their culture, their stories, so much so that we wanted to preserve them in written form. So that the families really appreciated that, and I think that was a more acceptance and understanding, and it has led to more open sharing with the families and the school.
Christman and her partner in the project, Paula Kelly, are working on a few more books, including stories from Dinka speakers from Sudan and Pashto speakers from Afghanistan. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.
This and other Remake Learning stories can be found on our website, wesa.fm.